So, how many of you did you get to church in a car today? What is the round thing on a car that we all need to work? Okay, a steering wheel? Yes. We wouldn't get here without a steering wheel. Is there anything else that's round on a car that we have to have or the car won't drive? Tires, yes. We have to have tires. Well, Francis and I, Miss Francis right there, did you know that that's my wife right there? That's Francis. So Francis and I went to the prison yesterday to minister to the inmates, to put on a program for them. And you know what? As we were driving home, I was going along, everything was fine, and I was driving through the area where the construction was, and there's the barriers in the meeting, and I was flying past a semi really fast because sometimes they don't stay in their lane, so we wanted to get past. And as I was driving along, things started to feel a little wiggly, just a little wiggle, and I thought, huh, that's kind of weird. I guess I just need to drive a little faster. So I just kept on going, and I kept driving, and then things started feeling really wiggly. This is strange. By that time, the speed limit goes from 75 to 65, so now I'm going 65. 65 slower than 75, right? Slower, yeah. So I'm going 65, and then all of a sudden, I smelled something, and I heard something, and things got really wiggly. And I saw smoke, and it smelled like burning rubber. And I thought, uh-oh, something's happening. And so I was in the left-hand lane going about 65, and so I got over to the right lane as quickly as I could, and then I got over a little further and was able to get off the road, and this is what my tire looked like. Do you think I could get anywhere with a tire like that? Do you know what we call that? Don't anyone tell her. Do you know what we call that kind of a tire? What do we call it? A what? A real tire. Yes, it's a real tire. But when a tire does that, we call it a blowout. That tire was blown. And you know what? I remember that a couple months ago, that the tread was getting kind of thin, and part of that reason was I hadn't rotated my tires, so I said, oh, I'll just rotate this onto the back, which was okay for a couple months, but I forgot about it. And so that was the outcome, forgetting to check on my tire on the back there. And I'm thankful it was on the back, because if it had been on the front, it would have been a lot more squirrely, a lot more dangerous. The Bible says that God will send his angels to keep charge of us in all our ways. And you know what? This could have been a whole lot worse if God had not sent his angels to protect me. Aren't you thankful that God gives us mercy even when we forget to do things? Sometimes we don't suffer the consequences we deserve for silly things we do. But just as God protected Francis and I in our car last night as we were driving back in the dark with a blown tire, he'll protect you too. So just trust him, all right? That's true. There were people that didn't understand that you should get over when they see a car on the side with their four ways on trying to change a tire in the dark. But we can have mercy for those people too, can't we? All right, that's the end of our story.